Another arrest in the theft of a Maserati belonging to one of WA's top businesswomen. A man saved from a fire in Bayswater and the world's oldest person dies. It's Thursday, the 19th of January.
The West Live with Matt Tinney and Ben O'Shea.
G'day, Matty.
G'day, mate. Happy Friday Eve.
Friday Eve is here. And now let's jump straight into this story that you mentioned off the top, the theft of a Maserati that garnered headlines because it belonged to one of WA's top businesswomen. And now we know there's an update in this story.
Yes, a fourth suspect has now been charged over the theft of this Maserati and worth $150,000 and a Jeep Cherokee as well. Three men were charged. There was a lot of fanfare about this because they were deemed to be from an Esche gang, and it's kind of the word of the moment, isn't it, on the street. So a fourth person has been charged. Police now say this person is the final suspect they were looking for, and this person is going to face Armidale Court tomorrow. So we now have this fourth person plus three men aged 30, 24 and 27 charged over the theft of these luxury cars from the City Beach mansion of Meg O'Neill. Not sure how the security's going there.
No, I don't want to prejudice any case before it's about to go before a judge, but some of the evidence includes this Esche gang posing in front of the stolen car.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that one goes.
Might be a nomination for the Darwin Awards at the same time, potentially. We'll see what happens in court anyway.
And now, Maddie, there's been a dramatic rescue in Perth that has saved an elderly man's life.
Yeah, this is amazing. In Bayswater, this has happened about 9:30 last night. So this elderly man was in his home when a fire has started. A mother and daughter just happened to be driving past, spotted the flames, went in to investigate, discovered there was a man in there. The daughter has gone in and saved this elderly man from the house fire. Remarkable. The man has been taken to Royal Perth Hospital. The nursing staff there tell me he's in a stable condition this morning, which is good. But he did not have smoke alarms installed. So a warning from firefighters, today, at some stage, check your home, make sure A, you've got smoke alarms, and B, that they're working.
Yep. I think it's a very, very timely thing.
Yeah.
Because you don't, it's one of those things that you don't know you need it until you do.
Exactly. And the thing is, over East, where they have daylight saving, it's drummed into people, you know, change your clock, change your smoke alarm battery.
Yep.
We obviously don't change our clocks here.
No.
So we don't really have that same reminder. But if anything, this story is a reminder, check today.
And talking about reminders, you might remember back in 2014, there was the tragic death of the Indigenous woman, Miss Dew, in a Port Hedland prison in custody. And it sparked a coronial inquest into how that happened because she had been imprisoned due to unpaid fines, and then she died in custody from a sepsis infection that developed in the wake of her partner breaking her ribs 3 months earlier. And the coroner found that she suffered unprofessional and inhumane treatment at the hands of police. It caused a bit of soul searching within the WA government, and the coroner also recommended the practice of imprisoning fine defaulters be stopped, because in 2017, for example, 1,100 people were jailed in WA for failing to pay fines, because you had the option, you know, pay the fine. If you didn't want to pay the fine, take a few months in jail, which was, I guess, appealing for people who didn't have any money. But the end result was that Aboriginal people probably bore the brunt of that legislation, and they comprised 37% of those put behind bars for it. And those laws were changed in 2020, and the West Australian has revealed today that since then, not a single person in WA has been imprisoned for fine defaults alone. And not only that, the number of regional West Australians stripped of their driver's licences for unpaid infringements also dropped from around 26,000 per year.
26,000?
To zero.
Wow.
Yeah, so there you go. And in the case, in these tragic situations like Miss Dew, you hope that something comes out of it that is positive and meaningful going forward. And it looks like, you know, this has certainly been the case here.
I mean, you definitely shouldn't pay with your life for not paying a fine.
Absolutely. I couldn't put it better myself. And now three main figures in Ukraine's interior ministry have been killed in a shocking helicopter crash behind a kindy in an eastern suburb of the capital, Kyiv, in the Ukraine. Interior Minister Denis Monastirsky died alongside his first deputy minister and state secretary. 14 people in in total died in this tragic crash, including locals, and this is a shocking part of it, including locals who were taking their kids to the kindy because it happened in the morning. Some of those people were killed as well. Another 28 were injured. The vision of the crash scene is absolutely shocking when the helicopter came down in Brovary. Currently, there's no indication the crash was anything other than an accident. Of course, with the invasion of Russia happening at the moment, you have to question it. But Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky has paid tribute to the victims and called it a tragic accident. Leaders around the world have joined in, including US President Joe Biden. And now, this is already a contender for one of my favourite stories of 2023. Let's listen to audio from a video that broke around Australia last night.
Don't you walk away. She can. She can punch me. You piece of
Stop it. Sounds like a bunch of bogans getting into it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Like, that sounds like absolute cliche Aussie bogans. But no, it is TV star Karl Stefanovic and former Australian cricket captain Michael Clarke. And they've been caught on film in this ugly clash at a public park in Queensland's Sunshine Coast. A bystander filming the altercation managed to catch Clarke getting slapped by his girlfriend Jade Yarbrough and accused of cheating in front of shocked onlookers in Noosa. It's a bad look for everybody, and Clarke told the Daily Telegraph last night that I accept full responsibility for this altercation, so he should, and I'm shattered by my actions. Now, Stefanovic and Clarke had been holidaying together with their respective partners, the sisters, Jasmine and Jade Yarbrough, on Queensland's Sunshine Coast on January 10, and apparently it all stems from something that has happened between Clarke and his ex-girlfriend, Pip Edwards, who's the co-founder of sportswear label PE Nation.
Yeah, and this Pip, story has everything.
And Pip is a total legend as well. She's awesome. And Pip and Jade Yarbrough had been in contact, which is what sparked this confrontation. Maybe they'd been in communication about what interactions Clarke had been having with Edwards. And apparently Jade can be heard in this video referencing a message that she had seen between Clarke and Edwards in which Clarke has said, "You're the love of my life, Pip. Come to India." Whoops. And I feel for Pip in all of this. The sportswear queen has released her own statement following this altercation, saying, "This is not my circus. Yet again, Michael, in his true nature, has not taken responsibility for his actions, and I was blatantly lied to."
I think that is the best burn I've heard. This is not my circus.
Yeah, exactly. And look, you know, like, I think it's no secret that Michael Clarke is a bit of a donkey. So, we'll see. He's certainly eating his humble pie right now. And now, meanwhile, Microsoft is going to cut 10,000 jobs in the latest round of staff redundancies to hit the tech industry. So I don't know how closely you've been following all of this, but in recent months, it's been a tough time for the big tech firms. They had a boom during the pandemic. Profits were up. Everything was in a growth phase. Now it seems to be the opposite. There's some belt tightening, a bit of a contracting of the sector. And so for Microsoft, it means 5% of the global workforce will be gone. It'll cost the business $1.2 billion in severance costs. And it follows Amazon, who announced that it was planning to cut more than 18,000 jobs. And Meta announced late last year that it was cutting 11,000 employees. Big companies, big layoffs.
That's a huge number of people, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of people looking for jobs. A lot of talented tech people now out there in the market. Mm. Might have to retrain them as baristas, FIFO workers and fruit pickers. And now, this is sad news. The world's oldest person, French nun Sister Andre, has died on Tuesday. She made it to 118. Pretty good, eh? She died.
So born
1904.
Okay.
Born on February 11, 1904. Sister Andre dedicated most of her life to religious service, according to a statement released by the Guinness World Records. Before she became a nun, she looked after children during World War II, then spent 28 years caring for orphans and elderly people at a hospital. What a legend.
Wow.
She's the oldest nun to ever live, according to Guinness. And how's this? So when she turned 118 last year, she received a handwritten birthday note from French President Emmanuel Macron, which you might think, oh, that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe it's not so special for her. It's the 18th French president of her lifetime, so just one of many. There have also been 10 different popes presiding over the Catholic Church. And she became the oldest person following the death of Kane Tanaka, a Japanese woman who was previously officially certified as the world's oldest person. She died at age 119 on April 19. And so do you want to know who the oldest person ever was? Also a French woman, Jean-Louise Calment. She lived to 122.
Wow. Now, I've got another question. Yeah. So with the nun gone... who now is the oldest person?
Who's the oldest now? Mm. So according to a gerontology research, the oldest living person now is Maria Brañas Morera of Spain, who is 115 years old.
Wow.
So there you go. Good on you, Maria. I hope you stick around for a bit longer.
Yeah. Sport.
Now, if you needed another reason to lose interest in the Australian Open, wounded defender champion Rafael Nadal has been dumped from the tournament after battling through injury against unseeded American Mackenzie McDonald. This was a bit of a sad one. I hate seeing a great tennis player kind of at the tail end of his career, and you can just see he can't do what he would like to. And the superstar Nadal was in visible discomfort as he had to take a medical timeout two sets down in the second round. He was off court for 10 minutes. Nadal at one point with what was believed to be a stomach issue, and now the loss opens up the draw for last year's finalist Daniil Medvedev, and he wasted a little time yesterday against Australia's John Millman, knocking him out in straight sets. It's another blow for the depleted tournament, already short of star power. Do you want to know an interesting stat?
Please hit me.
So the tournament has already taken a massive television ratings hit. More viewers tuned in to Home and Away on day one than the Oz Open.
I mean, I can understand that. And, you know.
The Wild West.
Some of those storylines are hot, though.
Oh, very, 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 very hot. Now, take a listen to this. See if you remember this from a famous TV show.
Elaine cake?
No, thanks.
It's Walter's special day.
You know, there are 200 people who work in this office. Every day is somebody's special day.
Elaine Benes from Seinfeld got fed up one episode with the practice of bringing cakes in for people's birthday in a big office.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she'll like this story. So bringing cake to work is as harmful to colleagues as passive smoking, according to Britain's top public health food expert. Oh. So Professor Susan Jebb, who's the chairwoman of the Food Standards Agency in the UK, has said...
When's her birthday?
She's going to not be very popular around the office, I don't think. And so she said that bringing cake into the office has the same harm on people in your workplace as secondhand smoke, because she reckons that if her colleagues didn't bring cakes in for their birthday, she would never have cake during the day. And so it's only because of this cake coming in that she's having these sweet treats. And now, I can imagine it's not going to make her so popular around the office, because a lot of people look forward to it. And that sort of late afternoon sugar rush is maybe, you know, the only thing getting them through the day. But there you go. So with obesity being such a huge issue, and in the UK and around the world, we know that it's massive. Like, the latest figures show that 67% of Australian adults are overweight or obese, for example, cost the country nearly $12 billion a year. And by 2032, it's expected to cost Australia $87.7 billion a year.
Wow.
Obesity-related disease. So maybe rethink bringing that cake into the office.
See, you know what happens to me? Because I'm here at an ungodly hour, no one brings cake when I'm here. Yeah, so I always miss out, but I get these emails at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
It stinks.
It's such and such birthday. Please come to the pause area.
So basically, what I'm hearing, if we can't have cake, No one can.
Yeah.
Love it. And that's your news from the West Australian for Thursday, January 19. And don't forget to subscribe to The West Live on your favourite podcast player. Maddie, let's do it again tomorrow.
Look forward to it. Have a good one, mate.
You've been listening to The West Live with Matt Tinney and Ben O'Shea.
Australia, an entire generation has been waiting for this.
The biggest star maker on the planet is back.
You are a star.
This is Australian Idol.
Monday, Jan 30 on 7 and 7+.